might say, well, that's real common. You don't have to look for it in a special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Yeah. And if I fall down in your yard going back to my car and I fall that way, you say I fell
backwards.
If I fall that way.
For what?
If a man goes fishing, just had rotten luck, just doesn't catch the first fish, and somebody asks him, well, how'd you do? He might say, well,
didn't catch a thing.
Okay. You ever hear people around here use the word nary? Like you might say, oh, I didn't catch nary one.
No.
Never hear that.
No.
Okay. What about this expression? If a teacher has really gotten all over a little boy, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I did thing wrong.
Why is she picking on me? I didn't do anything.
I what?
I didn't do anything.
Okay. Or let's say if I step on maybe your rake that's lying out of the yard and I break the handle, your mother might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like that rake.
Anyway.
Okay. Or if a little boy is crying, you might ask him what's wrong, and he might say, well, my friend over there is eating a whole lot of candy and he didn't give me.
Eddie.
Okay, getting back to plowing and all that just for a minute. Do you have any idea what you call the trenches that are cut out by a plow when a farmer's plowing his land?
Trenches.
Yeah.
Rows.
All right. A word that begins with the letter F, it might do that?
No.
F-U-R-R-O-W-S?
Furrows?
Yeah. Is that familiar to you?
No.
And this word, if a farmer has a real good yield, he might say, well, we raised a big what a corn.
A big crop of corn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This expression, if a man has a piece of land with a lot of trees and bushes on it, and he wants to get rid of them to plant the land, you say he did what to the land?
Cleared the land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
No.
Have you ever heard of the phrase new ground?
No.
Okay. What about a crop that grows up even though you didn't plant it? Like maybe you got a field full of peas, and right in the middle of the field of peas, you got a corn stalk growing. It just came up on its own. Have you ever heard that called anything?
No.
Like a volunteer crop, or that corn stalk came up volunteer?
No.
Okay. As far as you know, has there been any wheat growing around here?
No.
Okay. Well, let's say if there were some wheat growing around here, after you cut it, you say you tie it up into a what?
Tie it
up. No idea at all? Maybe bundle or bind or?
No.
No idea. Okay. Well, let's say if you called it a bundle, you have any idea what you would call something you would make if you took a lot of those bundles and piled them together? You'd have a what of wheat?
A bale.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word shock used that way? A shock of wheat?
Shock. No.
They're shocking wheat?
No.
Okay. Say if a farmer's just cut his hay off his field the first time. After it grows back up again the second time, do you know if that's called anything?
No.
Like second cutting or aftermath or any of that?
No.
Okay. All right. The word I'm looking for here, you might say, the farmer might say, well, we raised 40 of wheat to an acre this year. It's just an amount of measure. We raise 40 something of corn. It begins with the letter B.